Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Just 9 months after the first reported death from COVID-19, the disease has now claimed the lives of at least 1 million people worldwide. As NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports, most of those deaths have occurred in just 4 countries.
The largest number of global COVID-19 fatalities are in the United States, where the death toll has already topped 200,000. Next in line are Brazil, India, and Mexico. And all 4 of these countries are still struggling. They also rank highest when it comes to daily new deaths over the past week. Meanwhile, several countries such as Spain and France that had more success curbing large early outbreaks are now seeing troubling resurgences. Also in trouble is Argentina, where the daily new death toll is now 5th highest in the world. By contrast, China, where the pandemic started, has kept its caseload under control for months and is still reporting a total of less than 5,000 deaths. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a New York Times report claiming President Trump owes hundreds of millions of dollars in debt is a matter of national security. Pelosi telling MSNBC that Trump needs to show the paperwork if the information is false.
The president paid $750 in federal taxes, and he paid over $300,000 in taxes to other countries that we know of. It may be more. So again, let's come back to we take an oath to protect and defend. This president is the commander-in-chief. He has exposure to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, to whom the public has a right to know.
President Trump is dismissing the Times report as fake news. Police departments in multiple cities and states reported temporary outages of their 911 emergency call systems tonight. It's not clear what caused the problem, as NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
All the major stock indexes began the week on a positive note. The Dow rose 1.5%, the S&P 500 climbed 1.6%, and the Nasdaq jumped nearly 1.9%. The economy is sure to be a major topic in Tuesday.
Police departments in Arizona, Minnesota, Colorado, and elsewhere tweeted about the temporary interruptions in their call systems, most of which lasted anywhere from a few minutes to half an hour. Cities affected encouraged people to use non-emergency lines to seek help. In Minnesota, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office reported its 911 outage lasted a little over 30 minutes. Sheriff spokesman Andy Skugman said the cause of the outage is not yet known. That was echoed by Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, who told NPR, "It may be more than just a technical equipment failure, but it's frustrating that we have very limited information."
Eric Westerveld reporting. This is NPR News. Strong winds fueled another massive wildfire in Northern California's wine country, prompting evacuation orders for nearly 70,000 people. Another blaze is being blamed for at least 3 deaths near Redding in Shasta County. The fires broke out Sunday and are among nearly 30 major wildfires burning across California. Uber can continue operating in London for 18 more months. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the decision comes after the city, Uber's largest market, revoked the company's operating license twice.
A deputy chief magistrate here said Uber had shown it was fit and proper to hold a permit despite historical failings, which included failing to verify drivers' identities. The magistrate added that Uber, quote, does not have a perfect record, but it has been an improving picture. Uber has 45,000 drivers in London, where it provides a considerably cheaper service and stiff competition for the city's famed black cabs. The Licensed Taxi Drivers Association here called the ruling a disaster for London, adding in a statement, quote, "Sadly, it seems that Uber is too big to regulate effectively, but too big to fail. To retain its license, the company will have to meet 21 conditions, including those that relate to driver photo identification and insurance fraud." Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street, stocks rallied to recap some of the market's previous losses. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 410 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index gained 203 points, and the S&P 500 added 53. In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are higher, Asian markets are mixed. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.